Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
The Easter weekend kicks off with isolated showers and thundershowers over parts of Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. Morning fog in places over the Highveld and northern and central parts of Limpopo. Pretoria today at 23, Joburg and Mpumalanga 21, Emalahleni 22, Polokwane 20 and Rustenburg a high of 26 degrees.
In Pretoria on the Mopopane Highway eastbound, you can expect delays towards SK and Paklele Drive.
Two members of the mayoral council in Emalahleni have been arrested for corruption. The two councillors allegedly demanded money from an individual in order to extend a lease agreement. Mpumalanga police say the two MMCs were caught red-handed during an undercover operation at the Witbank Dam. And California is suing the federal government over U.S. President Donald Trump's on-again, off-again tariffs, claiming the American president doesn't have the right to impose the tariffs. The move marks the strongest pushback yet against the tariff rollout that has sent global stock markets into meltdown and left businesses across the U.S. fretting about uncertainty. California's economy accounts for 14% of U.S. GDP, and the state looks set to bear the brunt of the economic damage. And with that, let's look at the Business Minute. While the rand is holding steady against the weaker US dollar and strengthened to back under the 18 rand mark against the greenback after it slipped again yesterday. In the latest data released, the Chamber of Commerce and Industry's Business Confidence Index showed that South African business confidence slipped in March. However, the index is still 8.8 points up year on year. Asian markets got a boost this morning over the Japan-US trade talks. That's offset the warning by US Federal Reserve boss Jerome Powell that Trump's tariffs could force officials to choose between the fighting inflation or unemployment. This led to fresh uncertainty on trading floors, and with that, gold hitting a new record. A dollar this morning at 19 rand 4 cents, a euro 21 rand 59, and a pound 25 rand 24 cents. That record high gold price at $3,342.29 per fine ounce, oil at $64.44 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khaira D'Souza, more news at 7.
Oh, it was a massive night of Champions League last night, and Arsenal dumped Real Madrid. These are the holders out of the Champions League with a 2-1 win in Spain, completing a 5-1 aggregate victory for the Gunners, and that sets up a semi-final against Paris Saint-Germain. Bukayo Saka gave Arsenal the lead in the second half after having an early penalty saved. That was before Vinicius Jr. struck back for Madrid. Gabriel Martinelli scored the late winner.
Martinelli's making a storming run. Frank Garcia can't catch him. Martinelli! Real Madrid 1, Arsenal 2 on the night. 5-1. 5-1 on aggregate.
It's a huge score. The Gunners through to their first Champions League semi-final since 2009. Elsewhere, Inter Milan drew 2-2 with Bayern Munich to set up a semi-final against Barcelona. The Italians ran out 4-3 winners on aggregate. Newcastle United soared into third in the Premier League with a 5-0 thrashing of Crystal Palace to close in on a return to Champions League next season. That was the only league result of the night. And it's Easter weekend, and that means it's time for schoolboy rugby action. There's plenty of it. The three traditional Easter festivals in Joburg will again take place. With fixtures on Thursday, Saturday and Monday at St. John's, St. Stithians and Cares. In a new twist, St. John's are hosting under 13 and under 16 matches as well. The Saints Festival also includes under 13 and under 16 boys and girls teams, with hockey, netball, tennis, squash and football also being contested elsewhere. Also, the Best of the West Festival, that's at Krugersdorp High, and the annual Kersley Festival, of course, in KZN. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays music. You love. One more time.